Can we have her for agenda review?
Let's do the audit thing first.
Levi.
We're back from recess. We have three orders of business, two which were moved to the 1 o'clock hour, which are agenda request review, state audit discussion, and F-160 highway property. Your druthers, gentlemen.
Let's do the audit thing. Do you have the letter? You found your letter. I see your letter.
I have the letter.
Jim emailed Nikki. She wasn't up there when I went up there a while ago.
I gotta get something out of my office anyway.
Okay, she wasn't there. I just called.
Well, we'll have Amy track her down.
I asked her. She didn't know. I asked her if she knew. But you can find out.
For Jim to get back down.
I can, yeah.
Which we need to have a discussion about purchasing two. Whenever we get to agenda requests, remind me we'll do that. Gentlemen, let's take up the issue of state audit. We received on March 27th a letter from the Office of the Missouri State Auditor. It was pinned by Harry J. Otto, Deputy State Auditor. I'm assuming this is the one that we had already seen in the media, but that we did not receive until the 27th. And the basic premise of the letter is to tell us that Section 50.057 describes our role in conducting such an audit. He's speaking to the role of the state auditor. first thing that must occur, which the date is not, is your formal written request to our office requesting an audit. We know that. We would then reach out to you to discuss the scope and cost of the audit, all of which would ultimately be determined by our office, not the county commission. They also note in here that they would utilize be advised that such an audit would be conducted by professional, long-time employees from the state auditor's office, not an outside firm. We will announce our intentions publicly and solicit input from citizens since this involves their government and their tax dollars. Really, it's just a letter, and I think it's really an answer to either comments that, and questions that have been forthcoming to them through media or through other people regarding this state audit, and the fact is they've not been contacted formally by us, by request. I have, in fact, chatted on multiple times with an individual that works in the auditor's office about procedure. What I was advised to do was to narrow down the scope, which I'd already shared with you all, of which direction we want to go. Basically, this letter outlines that if, in fact, they are contracted to do this, they will do the audit the way they want to do it.
So are we part of the letter? Can I see the letter for a second? So obviously we have to write a formal request letter.
Sure. Which we knew already. We just haven't done that. So got that far.
Do we need to go ahead and do that?
Well, in that request letter is, well, I guess what Ron's saying is, well, in that request letter,
right,
we need to put down the different departments, different things. I had the question, you know, do we need to include the sewer department, the sewer district along with it, or is that of interest? Is any other county taxing entity, is that something that we can do also?
Ron, when you were you involved in the original audit? When did you leave?
You mean the last audit?
Yeah, the last audit we did.
I was gone at the end of 90.
Because I guess my question is, if we have a written request, can we leave it vague enough to have that initial interview with them for us to be able to ask them questions, then for us to narrow it down after that initial meeting? I don't know if it's actually saying it.
The very first statement says that they understand there's commission or there's confusion among the commission.
Well, that's. I don't believe that's true. We knew we were going to have to request it in writing.
Well, and again, I wonder. I don't know who all has called them. I don't know who all has talked to them. I don't know who all has asked questions. I don't know from whence those comments come. But I know that the person I've been talking to has been giving me slightly different information. Either way works for me. I'm not concerned about how they do their audit. This is the place to go to get an audit done, as far as I'm concerned. I went through many of their audits when we were a third-class county, and believe me, they are comprehensive. They look at absolutely every bit of information that's available. They look at every single minute that was taken. And yes, Dan, my impression is that they will look at the sewer district because the sewer district's money comes from the county. It's county sales tax dollars, so I believe every single penny of that will be audited.
Those were questions that we were going to have that we needed to get established in different...
Well, here's my... I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
My thinking is, and I've got a copy of the last audit that was done here, the annual audit that was done by Davis, Lynn, and Boots. And then I've got a copy of the audit that was done 10 years ago. I've got a copy of City of Branson audit, which touched on a couple of things with the county. I think it would be in our best interest to go back and look at every single thing that the auditor said about every single department within county government, touch upon those, headline the ones that we feel have not been changed, and make that a part of the audit request, or at least refer to it, certainly, so that they can go back and take a look at it, because they have all these copies of these audits that they've retained through the years. You've got the copy there, and I've got an additional one that covers the findings here. That goes with it, those other pages. For example, without calling names or departments, if you guys will turn and look at this, page 6-5. Or any, pick any page. I don't mean to pick on anybody. Today.
Well, I guess my question is, the letter that, this, the, what we have here from the last audit that was ordered back in, dated 2002, it looks pretty comprehensive. And in going through it, when I studied it, you know, in the last multiple weeks looking through it, it looks like they touched all the same areas that I would want them to touch. So I guess my question is, do we just write the letter to formally request this? Because really, we've got to get on this agenda, because they're scheduling 6 months out. So my thought is, whatever it takes to get the letter to do the formal request that meets their requirements so that we can start the process of having that conversation about what would it take to do similar to what we did last time. Because going through this this audit from 2001 that's dated the 2002 date, it is comprehensive. And they go through, you know, it looked like pretty much every department that that we would want them to review again. I just don't want to wait. I mean, it's taken a, you know, I know we've been had other things on the agenda. I just would like us to start this, the ball rolling.
Our hopes were that we would sit down and we would define and refine for them what we wanted to look at. If I'm hearing what you're saying, just send a letter and ask for the comprehensive state audit.
We are requesting a formal audit, and then let's have a, this is the formal request letter, and then let's meet this as soon as possible to... I mean, I don't know if we need to be, I don't know how specific they're looking except from a formal request. And I have a feeling that triggers a whole series of conversations that we need to start having.
All right, to start the process then, do you want me to draft a letter, send it to both of you for changes? And
if you just want to give us a draft,
have it, and we'll have it ready to mail out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that acceptable?
That's fine.
I'll put together a 2 or 3 paragraph letter, send it to you, and then let you make changes as you desire. Suggestions. Anything initially you'd like me to put inside of the document, gentlemen, before I send you the preliminary?
I mean, we're writing this letter, but we're also responding to this letter, too. Sorry about that.
Well, I don't want to get into an argument with him.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, do we want to put in something that our outside auditor stands ready to provide any documentation?
Well, this statement. Then reach out to you to discuss scope and cost.
Yeah, so let's just do keep it simple.
I think if I do that and then I address it to the Honorable Tom Schweik, CC, Harry J. Otto,
yep.
Deputy Auditor, since he had. So that, as a matter of fact, I might even enclose a copy of his letter with it.
Wouldn't be bad. I think that'd be good. Just a formal request letter in carbon in that. I think that's the best way to do it. You want to do it before the request letter? Is that something that needs to go today? We're going
to
have executive again on Thursday, too.
Let's do it on Thursday now.
But I'm telling you, we get the letter out, I think that starts the ball. And I think that's really where our focus needs to is we're moving forward.
She's not going to be available to 3. Let's bring up, is that all right, Dan? Anything else on that?
No.
Ron, the only thing on agenda requests, I know it's 3 o'clock, but we may be done before 3, is these ordinance for the PACE program under agenda request.
That we have,
that Doyle gave to us, or gave to you via, I talked to Doyle also, and he told me he was meeting with you, so... I guess my question is, there's an individual that I've been contacted by that wants to pursue working through this program, possibly, that was damaged in the tornado. And so I know that we have to have an ordinance, and Doyle said we had to have an ordinance in place before we can move forward. So did you give a copy of this to Frank?
Yes.
Cotty, so
yes.
Do you think we'll have an answer back?
There's two.
Right, there's two right here.
Okay. And when I handed those out this morning for y'all's perusal, I heard you make a comment regarding the secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in total agreement with one of them, and the other one has many questions to be answered.
Which one are you which one is the questions? Is it the...
The one with the home improvements, I'm all for that.
The capital expenditures, that one.
Right, with the implementation of... money savings through the way Doyle explained it up here, through their windows and all the help that in the remodeling phase that they can receive. But the one that has all the stuff about the bio fuels and all that, that's, we got a lot of questions about it.
Well, I think that's the one that we need to.
They time sensitive. I didn't read.
No, I'm trying to figure out.
I thought we'd put these. We were going to. That's on this agenda request review. Put these on for Thursday.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I just want to make sure we can have this discussion.
But what I'm pointing out is, it's going to be more of a discussion than just let's move forward, because there are a number of questions about one of the resolutions. If I'm hearing what you're saying,
that's the way I feel about it. It's,
and according to Doyle, both give you an opportunity, or give individuals an opportunity, to secure monies that they otherwise wouldn't be able to.
Just as interesting, this one refers to the PACE program. This one resolution does. This one does not. That's interesting. One of the specific mentions the program.
I gave my copies to the council.
It's like an attachment.
Yeah, like this one refers to PACE program within the county, PACE funds, you know, all this. This resolution has, I haven't seen the word.
Well, this is the ordinance. This is the PACE ordinance right here.
Right. Which one is Danny not like? Which one is, he doesn't like this one?
Oh, he has questions.
Well, I should say dislike. And that's... We just need to choose one.
You want me to highlight?
No, it's both.
But it's both?
Doyle's asked for both.
Okay, well, then you're right. We need some more discussion because I thought it was one or the other. I didn't know we had to approve both.
I mean, there's all kinds of conversation about the biofuel project, and it's requesting that we endorse that in our county.
Let me see your copy of that, Dan, so I can read that real quick.
Yeah, because it's saying we are joining the Missouri Clean Energy District is one that you have issues with, and I would think I'd have issues with, too. Let's just do this. Let's have a discussion on Thursday with it.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just do that.
I'm going to read through it and highlight some things. And
I agree.
There's some federal stuff in there that...
Concerning.
Uh-huh.
Because when you start talking about energy and regulations and federal government, then you're talking about possible EPA issues.
And that's the reason I asked you about that this morning, Jim. I thought that we... got into that with our...
I know we did, but I don't remember any specifics. Stuff. Well, anyway, I would say is this. Let's if we can, if we agree, let's put this on a discussion for Thursday.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So we can give this to Nick. Okay. 30 minutes, all right with this, probably?
I would hope.
I would hope so, too.
If you don't mind, why don't you chat with Rick at Hollister? Doyle continued to point to him and state that he felt they were moving forward with both. And
I will do that.
Thank you. This is the other one. Jim, F-160 highway property. Danny.
I think we both kind of pointed this out. What the next step is, we obviously, the F-160, we have multiple uses going on at that property. And we now have a request, which everyone is aware of, that the ambulance district is looking to put a station out there. I believe that parcel is right at 5 acres. And like I said, it's used by multiple departments now. Any way you look at it, I believe we need to survey off a section that we're willing to negotiate to sell. Okay, if it's the upper section or lower section, it doesn't really matter. But the point is we're still going to need to survey it off because in either proposal that I've seen and talked to the ambulance district, they only want part of the property. They don't want all the property. So what I'd like to do is work with Mr. Erickson or somebody or one of us work with Mr. Erickson to get a survey crew out there to actually survey the property off. In talking to the ambulance district, one proposal was from the old sign shop building and going up. Does that make sense? Going...
You draw the property.
Oh.
Mine was...
The
lower part was what they were interested in.
They're interested... Originally, we only told them the upper section was available.
The upper section was available.
And you had the ambulance, you had the sign shop there, and you got... That's the old MoDOT barn, and then you got the sewer building here, and there's some trailers here of items from one of the departments. And we got the old sheds up here and a pond over here, I believe. Okay, so.
When I met with him, here's what he said. There's a pin or something. There's a stake right here.
Uh-huh.
And this V is what they were interested in.
They want to go all the way over to here.
Yeah, all the way like this.
Yeah, they want that building. They want that building in there. I think they
want. That's the last time you've talked to him? Because originally you wanted up here.
Right.
It's like this is what I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the entrance here?
There's an entrance right here, and there's an entrance right here.
Yeah. So what they're saying is that they would own both entrances?
No. See, that's not... when I talked to them, is it didn't include this entrance. That was one scenario.
I thought they wanted access, though, on both highways. They, onto 160 and onto F.
What they said was they want to use this entrance because of the stop sign. so they can use the stop sign. That's what they said.
Well, can they use the entrance and it still belong to the county so that we can?
We can if we want to.
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, they don't. They want the space to put the building is all they're asking. That was one scenario, and then the other scenario was here. It was like this. That was the other scenario.
What if it's approximately 5 acres? Why don't we do a 2 acre or 2.5 and 2.5 or
something
within reason? Have them appraise it at full 5 in each individual split.
Right.
And that would give us some idea of what we want to do. Property may be more valuable at the full 5 acres than it is at a 2.5. You know, 2.5s, it may be more valuable at 5 acres.
I'm open either way.
I think that's what we need to do, go out for appraisal that way and survey. Because basically it's not going to take any more time.
What I may suggest to do, if I can run with this if you want one, is I'll get one of the surveying companies that we use to go out there and put some temporary stakes up there of what they're thinking about surveying, and then gives us a chance to drive by and look at it. You know, because it's going to be impossible for us to, and give them a chance of what we're looking at. And then if we say yes, then the survey can be created, then we can do the appraisal, because it's a two-step yeah. process. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll run with that. Get in his survey, get some stakes up first to agree to the imaginary lines, mm-hmm. then survey, and then we'll come back and get appraisals done on both all and then partial.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Donna, did you want to chat with us? She's here to talk about F Highway and 160?
Oh, no. I wanted to see that putting a personnel issue on the executive session for Thursday.
We have one coming up here in just 15 minutes ago.
We have a personnel scheduled when we're done with this. Okay.
Okay. I'll draft the letter. I'll get the copy to both of you guys.
I got this.
Maybe before the day's out.
Yeah, but I'm not clear on everything. Ron, what you going to take on the letter? What you going to take? Highlighted points from the old audit, or just going to send a letter in?
Send a letter just requesting they start the process.
That's fine. I'm fine.
And then we may go up there if it's faster. We're up in Jeff City next week, aren't we? Is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So if we have to go up there and have a meeting up there, maybe faster for us to get together with them or whatever.
I'll put in their I'll allude to that.
Okay. Not knowing everything else that's requested, is there anything else that you want to have Nick keep it on the agenda for Thursday? Oh, I do have one thing I was going to ask. Does it change, does it affect us if Pat Cat cannot make it to Thursday's meeting? Do we need to have our meeting?
Yes, that's what I started to ask.
You mean the legal meeting?
Yeah.
Do we have a number of things with Frank? Or?
No.
No?
It's all litigation things.
Well, we need to find that out. If she can't be here, then we can cancel.
Okay, well then let me put that down as Nikki can find that out and then...
Yeah.
Otherwise cancel the...
I had that. That was what I had marked here, that I didn't think we needed to have one if she wasn't going to be here. We really need an update on two or three things.
Okay. I have the two things. Okay. Was there anything else that needed to be posted for Thursday? Do you want me to pull up Thursday's calendar so you guys know? We have a bid opening, it looks like. Now, county tax sale bid procedure, that's a Thursday. Agenda request review.
Well, yeah, we've got to get rid of this bid procedure.
The title?
Yeah, I've mentioned that a few times.
I thought we'd just put bids.
It'd be perfect.
Or bid.
Anything.
Okay.
What that is going to be a recommendation, as I understand it, from the collector one way or another regarding the bids that came in?
That's how I understand it also.
Executive session legal update, okay. Oh, two, am I looking at this right? 2 o'clock is the coach tour at Hollister?
You signed up for that, yes, sir. I haven't RSVP'd yet. Okay. If nothing else, I'm going to move that we go into executive session pursuant 610.021.3 personnel, which is what we've posted. Hold on. Before I do that.
I'll second that.
We didn't put a number down to what time it was. So this is the publish.
Dan, it's not recorded properly on this agenda. If you'll look at that, it doesn't have the numbers listed.
Let's put it off to Thursday then,
yeah.
Because
I don't want to have any issues with a bad documented agenda, so I'm going to withdraw my motion.
And I withdraw my second.
And that will be on Thursday. We have it posted properly on Thursday, so.
And we had?
We have it there. It's starting at 10 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah. And Donna's issue can be added at that time.
Yeah, it'll just have to wait.
Why don't we do... Is there personnel? Is it the only thing we need to go in on?
Thursday?
Yeah, or do we want to go ahead and...
We have everything listed Thursday.
Okay.
We're all listed, including the audits.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that they were all on there, so...
Where's that letter you have, Ron?
It's in my bag.
Yeah, can I have a copy of that? Yep. Dan, do you want a copy of that letter?
Of which one? The one that's coming from this district?
Okay. All right. Well, if nothing else, I guess motion to adjourn.
Yes. There's a discussion, though, that we need to have about a road and bridge, some equipment that needs to be moved, and we've got a new guy coming in for a mechanic.
Right, he announced today.
Put R&B discussion for Thursday then? Is that what
yes,
you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, R&B discussion Thursday. Okay. I'll put that down as number 3. And who do you want in that meeting? Just Randy?
Randy's fine. I think I can handle the other part of it. Can you think of anything else?
Well, one thing I was going to ask you is, have we directed Renee to help Wayne over at Missouri Extension to move those big blocks, and where are we moving those blocks to? Remember they wanted to move them around so they can start their master gardener program?
Let's don't have Renee responsible for that. We'll have Randy.
Have Randy talk to Wayne. So let's just give direction to, you talk to Wayne off. Just have Wayne call Randy.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take heavy equipment to move those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I had note down.
And the spacing, because I don't know that she would have anything in that knowledge of how to do that.
That needs to be discussed on Thursday. He contacted me and said...
It would be in personnel then?
Yes. All right. Now will you second my motion to adjourn?
Well, there's something we're forgetting, Jim, and I can't think what it is that we had.
Well, if in fact you... come up with it, you can turn it into Nick and she can send it out for our response on here.
Okay,
to accept it or not.
Okay, that's good. I second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.